Then I turned to the sports page, and the Mets had blown it in the 13th inning. Papers can't make losing look like winning. I think the Phillies took it 5-4. There it was on the sports page. Only page that takes a firm position. Kind of like an honest politician. The kind you hardly find anymore. In fact, let's face it, the sports page is the only place to go when a fella wants to know the score.
It is time for another edition of the sports page here on KAXE KBXE. I'm John Bauer. Sitting across from me behind the hockey plexiglass is Heidi Holton. Kyle Erickson.
No pucks.
No pucks. Yeah. Kyle Erickson somewhere and Fred somewhere.
That's right.
And Fred's a little hot.
Welcome all.
Fred, you're burning
hot. Yeah. Technology. Hey, Kyle, could you call me when the show ends and walk me through how what you do to get on?
Kyle? Well, yeah, we'll get it sorted out.
Would you?
Appreciate it.
Okay, we have to start this show with a record that was set last night. The Minnesota Twins hit 7 home runs against a team that hit none and lost 17-14. How come nobody's laughing?
Broke out.
Huh?
A slow pitch softball game broke out at Target Field.
Oh, and then our very special J.A., I'm going to call him Mishap, was our starting pitcher. So that's about all we need to know about the Twins, don't we? We're going to probably lose Barrios. We're going to start over, and we'll have a new good Twins team in about 6 years.
Yeah, if they get 20 or 40 pitchers.
40?
don't you guys think we got to blame this on the front office? I mean, these kids, the guys don't have any talent, you know?
They have none. I mean,
They just got to be more aggressive, signing the right pitchers and drafting far more pitchers and developing them. And I understand, we all understand it's a crapshoot on pitchers. I'll give you a perfect example. The morning paper says Steven Strasburg is done for the year. He started 7 games in 2 years, guys.
Oh.
And they're paying him $21, $22 million a year.
Yeah.
There's a continuum, though. There's a lot of potential free agent signings between a high-end, high-risk guy like Strasburg, uh-huh, who's had a history of arm trouble, and scraping the bottom of the barrel with guys like Happ and Shoemaker.
Robles.
Who are available to the Twins because nobody else on the planet wanted them.
Right.
And you know, there have been a lot of things that have gone wrong with what we thought was going to be a promising twin season. This part of what went wrong was pretty predictable. And your two free agent pitcher signings are J.A. Happ and Shoemaker. Shoemaker is no longer with the team, and Happ should not be with the team any longer. He's got an ERA of almost 7 as we approach August. You cannot count on the league's discards to fill 2 rotation spots if you hope to be a contending team. So the front office has to be more aggressive. They've got to do better, period.
So what happens if you get rid of Barrios? Are we supposed to get 2 pitchers because of Barrios? You know, how do you play that mental game?
I think 4 or 5.
Yeah?
Frankly, you know, because some of them aren't going to make it. Some of them will be gone. You got to get 4 or 5. I mean, he's the kind of guy, let's be blunt, he could win a game to get him into the World Series or a game in the World Series. He's got that kind of stuff. You know, he could help a lot, somebody.
But which is why I hope they don't trade him, because once again, the Twins are not good at identifying pitching talent in the free agent market, and they're not good at developing pitching talent through their own organizational pipeline, and they've got a great number 2 starter in Barrios. Don't let him go, please.
I definitely think, John, that Kyle's got the better of the argument here. Because if you're fair about it, evaluating all Twins players, all right, outside past Buxton, who knows because of injuries, Barrios is far and away the most valuable asset the corporation has, you know?
Yeah, so yeah. you just talked about Strasburg. And so how does Byron Buxton renegotiate a contract when he hardly plays?
Got to be incentives. Got to be, here's how much we're going to give you. And if you play, I'm making up a number now, you play 140 games, 150 games, right? Then we give you whopping crazy numbers, you know, crazy money. I think that's the only way to do it. That way you're asking him, are you confident you'll be healthy, right?
Yeah.
And if he's not confident he's going to be healthy, you don't want him anyhow.
Well, maybe it should be 60 games.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. Select a number.
The Major League Baseball rumor mill says that the New York Yankees are interested in trading for either or both Max Kepler, who I would be very happy to see traded away, and also Byron Buxton.
Wow.
Yeah.
And if it's one of those deep-pocketed teams, if they offer the right package, as much as I'd hate to see Byron Buxton go because of the potential, if they offer enough prospects and or major league-ready talent, I think the Twins got to think about making that move.
I'll say this. If Byron Buxton ever went to the Yankees, if he became a superstar, goes to Cooperstown, whatever, we'd never hear the end of it. If he continues to be injured, getting paid all that money, there is no exaggeration of how tough the New York press would be on him.
Yeah. And that's really what puts the Twins in such a tough spot, is that it's hard to think about paying a guy $20 million a year when he's never played anything close to a full season, but because of his talent, if the Twins walk and he turns into a superstar like what happened with David Ortiz, yeah, that's not a good look either.
Medical's also part of it. You got to ask a bunch of smart orthopedic surgeons, what do you think of his future, you know?
Yeah.
So I just want to, did I hear you guys talking about contracts for $20 million for baseball
per year?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
looking at right now the roster of the Minnesota Lynx. Name a player, I'll tell you what they make per year. This is a quiz for you guys.
Nafisa Collier.
Nafisa Collier, $58,000 this year.
Wow. For one of the stars of the league.
Yep. And, you know, Sylvia Fowles, $117,000.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
And, Heidi, this is all about TV money. You know, that's the great value of those league-wise TV contracts. It is not about ticket sales. They could sell out every ticket to every game, and these folks' salaries would go up minimally. They got to have that national TV contract.
So let's talk about the big news, and I think it's really important that we talk about Simone Biles and Naomi Osaka, two African-American athletes who I don't know if it was Wimbledon that she withdrew from, and then the other one was, you know, she's the greatest gymnast in the world, this Simone Biles. Does freakish things that nobody knows anything how to do. You know, she's like invented many different things. And they both, one withdrew from Wimbledon, didn't want to go to a press conference because press conferences are very stressful when you have anxiety. And then Simone Biles, just the demons of pressure at the Olympics, even though she is an Olympic champion, none better, and she has withdrawn from the Olympics. And there have been some people who are so stupid that get after them and criticize them. They've let the United States down, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, it's not about the United States. It's about the individual. And if you've never suffered from anxiety or depression, you have nothing to say to an individual like this, an athlete, or just Joe Blow on the street. Fred, what are you thinking?
It's phony patriotism, and it's people that have never been in that position, couldn't even possibly imagine what it's like to be 15, 17, 18 feet above the ground, you know, and depending on your athletic skill and balance and forearm and hand strength, and not talking what they're talking about. It's like the dad who never played football telling his kid to toughen up.
Yeah.
It It's like the coach who took too many head injuries saying play through pain. These people are fools. And some of them, I need to say, get a voice on TV and in the media writing sports columns. It's just true.
Yeah. Kyle?
It's just true.
It's laughable that some of these couch potatoes are questioning Simone Biles' toughness. She's won on the world stage before battling injuries,
yes.
You know, really significant injuries. And in addition to, of course, sadly, having to carry the weight of being a survivor of sexual violence, when she was the face of the U.S. Olympics for many teams and being completely unsupported by the organization for which she was the flagship athlete, in addition to the physical stuff that she had to deal with. She had nothing left to prove to anybody. She is and will go down as the greatest gymnast in world history, full stop. Four different moves named after her that she created. And there is nothing wrong with her saying, you know, I've had enough. I just am not in a place where I can help my team compete for a gold medal and bow out. She had nothing left to prove to anybody.
Totally agree. Here's something else to consider, guys. No less a talent evaluator in the history, John, of your game of basketball. No less than the great Jerry West says, she's the only one ever in history, any sport, who has a running vertical leap of 2.5 times her height.
That's incredible.
Look what I just said.
So we just got something from one of our coworkers, Kari, here about Simone. But one of the things they're kind of walking through all the things that she's done, as you guys have mentioned. But also, here's one thing. Have you survived growing up in the foster care system, later being sexually abused by a team doctor whose USA Gymnastics and the FBI failed to protect you from for years? And after overcoming all of that, still managed to become the greatest gymnast of all times? Yeah, that's Simone Biles.
It's all true. And your colleague there, I want to add one clause to what she wrote, okay? Not only, you know, gymnastics and the FBI, but the United States Olympic Committee that makes a fortune off these kids. Don't forget to insert them in that.
Yeah, that's a pretty tough one. And Kyle, you mentioned about she plays through injuries. I mean, she was even, you know, in the process of passing a kidney stone, which I heard is one of the worst things in the world.
Oh,
and
it
she,
is.
And she
I've com- done it.
And she's competing, so let's not blame anybody about that. The Minnesota Wild signed Grand Rapids native Alex Goligoski to a contract. He's an offensive-minded defenseman, so that's good for Alex and good for the Wild. Anything else going on? You watching the Olympics? I have not watched 1 second, and I don't know why.
I've watched the swimming because there's Minnesota kids involved.
Kyle?
Two really fun things that I watched some yesterday when I was over visiting my parents were badminton, which you might think of as a summertime family reunion game, but at the Olympic level, it's a frenetic, fast-paced, super fun sport to watch. And I watched table tennis, ping pong, a really fun match between the player from China, who is the best in the world, and a player from Egypt, who the Chinese player got the better of him, but it was really fun watching fast-paced volleys and, you know, huge swings. And
isn't it a different game? Yeah, isn't it great? They're like 30 feet from the table and they're returning balls. It's like they're playing. It's like, and then when you just see doubles, it's like four guys in a phone booth playing tennis.
Yeah,
those are the things that I like to watch.
I also watched a fancy horse dancing to the safety dance.
You're messed up, man.
Dressage.
Hey, Kyle, if you got time to watch that, you got time to call me and get me into KXC Zoom.
Did you say this was dressage? Is that what you
dressage? Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. I can see you. Do you keep a scorecard? Do you score at home, Kyle?
It all looked the same to me. The judge was pointing out
ultra wealthy.
No doubt.
I saw a little bit of the men's and women's last night. What is it it's called? It's a three
on three basketball.
Yeah, that was interesting. It's half court, and different rules.
Is it make it take it? Do you know, Fred? Does it make it take it, Kyle?
Nobody ever gave me a medal for playing a 3-on-3 and setting picks. I'll tell you that.
Well, and it's interesting because at one point one of the players was like wanted a timeout, but you can only have one timeout, and it has to be at a certain time. But it's a lot faster than a game because they're on half court. It was fun to watch a little bit. So I didn't stay for the whole thing, but there you go.
Okay, so it's time for our trivia.
Oh, yes.
Almost like we need a theme song for the trivia.
Go ahead, and John is a phenomenal singer.
Heidi, what is the theme for today?
Here we go. Since 1915, the major league team in Cleveland has been known as the Indians. Last week, the team announced Guardians will replace Indians as a new mascot name. Before 1915, the Cleveland's team was called the Naps, after their star player and manager, Napoleon Lajoie. Before 1900, Cleveland teams were also known as the Bluebirds, the Spiders, the Lakeshores, and the Forest Cities. This week, we have questions about real and fictional teams and their mascots. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
The Dream. The Dream is the mascot for what current WNBA team?
Atlanta?
Yes.
Atlanta Dream.
Thank you very much. That's the only team where a player is an owner. Rene Montgomery owns that team. Yeah. Well. What was the name of a popular television series in which the main character is the coach of the Minnesota State Screaming Eagles?
Oh, I can see him. Coach.
The coach, it's...
Coach.
There you go. Craig T. Nelson. The Springfield Isotopes is the fictitious home team in what popular television series?
The Simpsons.
Yes. Okay, Kyle and John first on this next question. The Federal League was a third major league that tried to compete with the American and National Leagues, but went out of business in 1915 after two seasons. What was the reason for the Federal League team in Brooklyn was called the Tip Tops?
Oh, for goodness sakes. Just go to Fred.
Fred.
I don't know this.
He does.
Oh, wow.
They were called the Tip Tops because it was named after Tip Top Bread, a product of the Ward Baking Company, which was owned by team owner Robert Ward.
Cool.
Wow.
And we have a little thing here saying that the senior correspondent ate Tip Top Bread in a previous century, and maybe Fred did too.
Of course, I did.
Wow, that makes me think of a team might be good. You know, you got Wonder Bread. Wonder would be a great name of a team.
Oh, yeah,
that would be. Yeah.
The Wisconsin Wonder.
What is unusual about the Fighting Pickles of the University of North Carolina School of the Arts?
What's unusual?
Yeah, about the Fighting Pickles.
No sports teams.
Yes, exactly. What is the waterfowl mascot of Century Community College in White Bear Lake, Minnesota?
I've been on their campus, too.
Waterfowl mascot.
The Coots.
Nope, it's the Wood Ducks.
Oh, the Wood Ducks.
The Zips is the mascot name
Akron.
For what?
Akron. Okay. Yep.
Zips is Akron. Short for zippers. In addition to automobile.
Wait. Zippers. So what does that mean, Fred or Fred?
I'm about to tell you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In addition to automobile tires, rubber overshoes with zippers were made in Akron. In the 1920s and 1930s, the university's mascot is Zippy.
Well, better than galoshes.
A kangaroo.
Oh, Zippy the kangaroo.
The Dillon Panthers are the fictitious high school team in which sports drama television series?
Friday Night Lights?
Yes.
Friday Night Lights?
Yep. The Charleston Chiefs are the fictional hockey team in what 1977
Slapshot.
Movie? Yep, starring Paul Newman. And in what sports did teams named the Dutch Dragons, the Hot Chili Steppers, the Joy Jumpers, and Sunset Skippers compete in the 2007 Disney movie Jump In?
Jump In.
I haven't seen that
Scott.
Movie.
That's
It's a movie about jump roping and double dutch.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
What did you say to Kyle when he said he was watching horse dressage, Fred?
A sport for the ultra wealthy.
No, you said something else. Sarcastic, yeah. Loser or something.
No, he did not.
Anyway, senior correspondent is digging deep into next, it'll be hopscotch.
Oh my gosh!
I tell you, if you've ever watched people who are really good at double dutch, it's amazing to watch.
How do you mention Akron, Ohio? The highest paid American professional athlete is from Akron, Ohio. Name him.
I don't know.
LeBron James.
Oh, there we go.
Right. All right.
I was going to say John Legend, but I guess he's not an athlete. That's Kyle Erickson and Fred Friedman, John Bauer. I'm Heidi Holton. It's been the Sports Page. Thanks, you guys. Have a great weekend. Don't go outside, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, hazy out there.
And Kyle, get your, get a little training session open up there for Fred.
I'll be standing by the phone.
I'll do some pro bono tech support.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. That's Sports Page. Whew.